Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a baseball player for whom everybody had great expectations. After all, he had come from a long line of winners, a family tradition of first-rate athletic competitors, and he, the ball player, was batting only a feeble 167. Now, this was college ball, no major league crisis yet, but the young man had something to prove to himself. A fat contract to play in the pros would be nice. And yet more important to him was that he wanted to be as good as the best. Well, friends were all saying, for you, that ought to be easy. After all, his grandfather was a golfer, an amateur champion, president of the United States Golf Association. In fact, the prestigious International Challenge Trophy, the one and only Walker Cup, was named after him. Then there was his own father. His father was an outstanding athlete. In college, his father was on the varsity baseball team and the football team and the golf team. Dad was a handsome, strapping 6'4". He would play competitive golf all his life. He once even shot a 66 in a U.S. Seniors Championship, which set it an all-time course and tournament record for 18 holes. Even his mother was a gifted athlete. She not only played baseball and basketball and tennis superlatively well, but nobody ever recalled her having lost a track event. So now here is her son, descendant of this unbroken two-generation line of athletic excellence, struggling to improve his batting average. Local newspapers were applauding his defensive play, his performance at first base, one article described as classy. And when he did get a hit, the newspaper noted, it was often a long ball, but power hitting is not what it takes when you're hitting only 167. So there stood this tall, good-looking young man at the crossroads of his athletic career, on the verge of terminating a fine old family tradition. But then something remarkable happened. One day, the frustrated first baseman found a note under the door of his off-campus apartment, and the note said, "Dear Sir, after watching you play since the season started, I'm convinced the reason you're not getting more hits is because you don't take a real good, fast cut at the ball. I'm convinced if you'd put more power behind your swing, you'd improve your batting average 100%. I notice at the plate you're not going after any bad balls. With the good eye you have, you ought to go after some of those bad balls. Try it. Signed, your friend, Morris Greenberg." Morris Greenberg was the school's head groundskeeper. But anyway, the young first baseman was so touched by the elder gentleman's concern, so respectful of what sounded like excellent advice, that he took it, and he started acting like a fierce competitor at the plate. He started attacking the ball, and before long, what do you know? The young man's batting average had risen to a more than respectable 280. And yes, big league scouts did approach him eventually. Yet while he never went to the majors, last night he hit the biggest home run of his life. Winning, you see, is a family tradition, perpetuated magnificently. In the subsequent career choices of a once frustrated first baseman from Yale, George Herbert Walker Bush. George Bush. Now you know the rest of the story.